Not all students who have a disability will require specialized education, but for those who do, they get individual learning plans, or IEPs. The effort to give parents a greater say in those plans is being led in the Senate by two lawmakers who take the issue personally.
We do a lot of things around here, but probably nothing more important than looking out for kids with these kinds of unique abilities.
Republican Senator John Thrasher is co-sponsoring the proposal. His grandson has Down syndrome. IEPs are written by a team. State and federal law already require parents, school and district officials, and others who provide related services like a speech therapist to serve on that team. Parents can also bring others into the group, but that doesn't happen in every district. And Senator Andy Gardner, the bill's sponsor, whose son also has Down syndrome, says it's time to reinforce a parent's right to be heard.
We've heard stories of families that talk about the fear of going into the IEP process, walking into a room with 17 administrators and just that mother or that father and trying to do what's best for their child.
The IEP process can be overwhelming and intimidating for some parents, and a companion version of the proposal in the House would require districts to have forms that parents and officials would both sign, verifying that districts didn't interfere in that parent's right to have others present. Districts say it only adds to the paperwork, and they're also concerned about provisions dealing with how federal funds for students with disabilities are distributed between traditional schools and charters. Districts say they don't usually give out money and instead convert those dollars to services, like an extra teacher here or another piece of equipment there. Districts would now be required to give some federal funds directly to the charter schools. But those concerns are minor to supporters like Democratic Senator Maria Sachs, whose stepdaughter Jessica has a disability.
Nobody knows your child better than a mother or a father, a parent. This is a, I don't want to say a fight, but this is a journey that never ends with our children.
The measures also address how students with disabilities factor into school grades. Last year was the first year that special schools catering to disabled students were assigned letter grades. The practice is now mandated by federal law, and there's still disagreement on whether the state should grade these special schools. But Gardner says proposals like his are aimed at helping students with disabilities become more accepted and integrated into public school environments.
My idea of inclusion is that child with a unique ability in a regular classroom as much as possible, 80 to 90% of the day. Sadly, some school districts, the idea of inclusion is to have that child that's in a separate location brought in for art or music. That's not inclusion in my definitions. We believe that this is a step in the right direction. This is the start.
Both the House and Senate bills require all teachers seeking recertification to take a course in exceptional student education. The measure passed its Senate committee and is headed to its last stop in that chamber, and a companion bill is also moving in the House. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.